Good morning, beautiful people. I am Marie Gonset and I'm a mindset coach with 12 years of transformational experiences and victories with entrepreneurs, athletes and people with a passion in life. So I'm known to impact and influence many amazing individuals across the globe by my coaching and speaking expertise. So I help people rewire their subconscious mind and unblock their paradigms. So coaching, how to build a strong foundation into the subconscious mind to transform and create a brilliant future for them. By this, I mean that the muscle between the two ears, well, that is my expertise. So I'm speaking about the brain. So today, beautiful people, I want to speak about never giving up and be an eagle. So I would like to express six leadership principles to learn from an eagle. And when you are in leadership, when you want to achieve things in life, you need to think as an eagle. So the first thing is one, eagles fly alone and at high altitudes. What does it mean? Well, they don't fly with sparrows, ravens, and other small birds. So what does it mean? Stay away from narrow-minded people, from negative people. Stay away from those that bring you down. Eagles fly with eagles. Keep good company. Stay surrounded with like-minded people, people that lift you up, people that motivate you, people that give you that little push when you need it, when you feel a little down. Very important, okay? So the second step of an eagle is eagles have an accurate vision. So they have the ability to focus on something as far as 5 kilometers away. So no matter the obstacle, the eagle will not move his focus from the prey until he grabs it. So the meaning behind it, have a vision and remain focused no matter what the obstacle and you will succeed. This is very important in an entrepreneurial life because being an entrepreneur is not easy. It's very difficult. So it's very important to still always keep your vision in mind. Have your vision in front of your eyes. And when an obstacle arrives, you go up, under, beside. You just fight through it. And that's being an eagle. You know where you want to go. You know where you want to be exactly in 1 year, in 2 years, in 5 years. You know it. You have your vision. You have your dream in front of you. So the third principle of an eagle is eagles do not eat dead things. They feed only on fresh prey. So what does it mean? So do not rely on your past successes. Keep looking for new frontiers to conquer. So always seek out new opportunities and leave your past where it belongs. It belongs in the past. So never look back in the mirror. You can sometimes get motivated by past successes, but you are here to make a better future, okay? So always feed your mind with new opportunities, learn new things. Okay, then we have the fourth principle, a very, very, very powerful principle. It's the eagle, love the storm. So you need to love and embrace obstacles because it's going to make you brighter, stronger, and ready for the next chapter of your life. So when the clouds gather, the eagle gets excited. The eagle uses the storm's wind to lift itself higher. This is so important. So once it finds the wind of the storm, the eagle uses the raging storm to lift itself above the clouds. This gives the eagle an opportunity to glide and rest its wings. In the meantime, all the other birds hide in the branches and leaves of the tree. So what does it mean? You need to face your challenges head on, knowing that these will make you stronger and better than you were. This is very important to know that everything happens for a reason. It happens to strengthen your faith. It happens to go inside so you can do the inner work to become the person you need to be to achieve your dream. We also, humans, like the eagle, we can use the storms of life to rise to greater heights. Achievers are not afraid to rise to greater heights. They don't hide. They just fight and they go within to get on the next level. So achievers are not afraid of challenges. Rather, they relish them and use them profitably. So very important. This is the strongest principle. So the fifth principle is eagles prepare for training. So they remove their feathers and soft grass in the nest so that the young ones get uncomfortable in preparation for flying and eventually fly when it becomes unbearable to stay in the nest. What does it mean in a human being life? Leave your comfort zone. There is no growth there. We get in a comfort zone. We don't learn new things. So it's so very important to step out, get out there, take a risk. If you don't take the risk, you never know what it's going to be. And if the risk is not worthy, you will have the experience. It's very important. Push yourself to get out there. Then the sixth principle is when the eagle grows old. So his feathers become weak and cannot take him as fast and as high as it should. This makes him weak and could make him die. So what does he do? It's just magical. So he retires to a place far away in the mountains. While there, he plucks out all the weak feathers on his body and breaks his beak and claws against the rocks until he's completely bare. A very bloody and painful process. This is like a rebirthing. I'm also a rebirthing mentor. So then the eagle stays in his hiding place until he has grown new feathers, new beaks and claws, and then he comes out flying higher than before. So what is the meaning after this principle? We occasionally need to shed off old habits, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful, no matter how dark it is in this place. But things that burden us or add no value to our lives should be let go. So this is also very important. You will see in life, you encounter obstacles because you have a bigger purpose in life. So you need to get away from old habits, from old thinking. And that's why an eagle goes inside. He's going, you need to do the inner work. If you don't believe in you, if you don't believe that you deserve what you want to achieve, then you will never get it. So you need to go in, do the inner work. Inner work is so magical for tremendous performances. So this is my message for you today. I know it's been a little while since I've done a podcast because I pivoted during the COVID and I've been doing so much work. I had tremendous successes. I think it was my best year ever. So that's now I'm going to come out, break the silence, come out again, help people go from zero to hero. And I'm going to do my podcast again because this is my passion. While I was working with a lot of people, I helped a lot of people, over 10,000 people I have helped and stay healthy and protected from the COVID pandemic. So now I want to get in front of my people again, coaching, mentoring, bring them inspiration, hope, and tools to make the best of it, because everybody can make it. It doesn't matter in which position you are, but you can get out of it. You can get out of a dark place, go into the light. We are not meant to be isolated and stayed in our dark place. We are meant to shine bright like a star, and there is a food for everybody. So that's my message for you today. I hope you have an amazing, fantastic, fabulous day, and let's stay connected. See you. Maybe see and hear you soon.